This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We can put a number on the current stress on the banking system. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're getting a better look at just how precarious the cash positions of some banks are. We have fresh data on how much stress banks are under. The accounting shows banks collectively have borrowed a record amount from the Federal Reserve, $300 billion in the last week. And First Republic Bank, the mid-sized one, most under scrutiny after the failure a week ago of Silicon Valley Bank, just got a $30 billion lifeline courtesy of a group of bigger banks. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
And David, all of these billions of dollars we're talking about are going to ensure that these less-than-giant banks have enough cash on hand to pay out withdrawals from their customers to prevent another Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank. So 11 of the giants, brought together by regulators, agreed yesterday to deposit $30 billion into First Republic because it was teetering. It's seen as having a lot of the same client base as Silicon Valley Bank and so potentially vulnerable. That seems to have done the trick, at least for now. First Republic, however, did say that it's going to suspend dividends, and it disclosed that it has in fact been borrowing a lot over the last week to ensure it has cash to pay out withdrawals. It's borrowed through the Federal Reserve's overnight funds market, and it's borrowed $10 billion from the Federal Home Loan Bank, which is one of the lenders of last resort for private banks that need cash.
And this $300 billion paid out by the Fed to many banks, where did that go?
Well, according to the Federal Reserve, nearly half of that went to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Both were taken over by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, the rest went to other banks that are short of the cash they at least project they need. The Fed didn't name those banks. And just to clarify, we're not talking about depositors' money being gone completely. The banks have the money. It's just that a lot of it is tied up, often in bonds that have lost value at the moment. And so banks run the risk of not having enough cash on hand if a lot of depositors start withdrawing funds at once. That's the vulnerability that's been exposed with Silicon Valley Bank's collapse.
All right, Nova, thank you. First Republic stock closed up 10% yesterday as that private sector rescue deal came together. But in pre-market trading right now, that stock is back down more than 5% as investors digest the fact that their bank has just done all that borrowing, plus will stop giving those cash payments back known as dividends. Now, here is some up-to-the-minute, right-on-the-headlines academic research. Experts at top universities and the National Bureau of Economic Research looked at a question many of us have been asking this week. What are the odds of more bank runs like the one that brought down Silicon Valley Bank? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
The study finds that Silicon Valley Bank is far from the only one whose assets are exposed to serious risk from rising interest rates, which cause bond prices to fall. Stanford professor Amit Seru and others studied 5,000 banks. He says they found a stark difference between the paper value, or so-called book value, of bank assets like bonds and what they're actually worth.
If you have to sell these things today, the value in aggregate in the U.S. banking system would be $2 trillion lower than the book value tell you.
In other words, 9% less. If that sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
Seru says the recent drop in asset values leaves banks and the U.S. banking system itself more exposed to bank runs by depositors whose accounts are uninsured. The vast majority of Silicon Valley Bank's accounts fit that description. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
When a highway is designed to cut through a city, it means moving people from homes and businesses in the path and years of dust, noise, and blight until the new highway opens for business. A highway can cut a neighborhood to bits. Often these neighborhoods have black majorities. Now the Biden administration wants to address that legacy with what's called the Reconnecting Communities Program. And there's part of New Orleans that is still looking for healing. Here's reporter Carly Berlin.
The Treme is one of the oldest black neighborhoods in the country. And for a long time, Claiborne Avenue was its Wall Street. But then, in the 1960s, the bulldozers came in. And now, there's a towering, crumbling expressway here. Amy Stelly's family bought their home back when there was no highway. She still lives there. You can hear the roar of the interstate from her front porch.
It was a great, vibrant, middle-class neighborhood. The highway changed that.
So Stelly's nonprofit, the Claiborne Avenue Alliance Design Studio, submitted an application to the Reconnecting Communities Program. It asked for money for a study to reimagine Claiborne without the highway. Stelly says removing it is the only way to address the harm.
We're still stuck with the noise, and we're still stuck with the dirt, and we're still going to be stuck with the crime. And all of the things that we've been stuck with since its inception.
But Stelly's group didn't end up getting the money. Instead, the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded $500,000 to a state plan to keep and upgrade the highway and possibly remove on and off ramps that slice through the neighborhood.
The name of the program is Reconnecting Communities. It's not necessarily removing infrastructure from communities. The reality is that the port is dependent upon this. The healthcare system is dependent upon this.
That's Sean Wilson, who until recently headed Louisiana's transportation department. He just announced he's running for governor. But Amy Stelly says the state's plan to improve lighting and repair the road wouldn't remedy the economic and health problems caused by the interstate itself.
You can't talk about equity and leave that thing up.
What the community wants most is to have an impact on the discussion, something they didn't have when the highway was built. For Marketplace, I'm Carly Berlin in New Orleans.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.